Welcome back to Texans Huddle. The Houston Texans preparing to take on the 6-3-1 Cincinnati Bengals here at NRG Stadium this weekend. But first, we have more J.J. Watt to talk about. Believe it or not, there's more J.J.
That's right, Patty. And why not? Because J.J. Watt, AFC Defensive Player of the Week, had another stellar outing against the Cleveland Browns. A real tone setter, no question about that. And it's hard to believe that this is a guy who is actually booed by some on draft day. I know you were reminiscing with him.
You know, I remember the first day you got here, I interviewed you after the announcement, after the press conference, and you talked about all the things. You almost said the same things you're saying now. These are things you want to do. Now they're saying they're things you have done. And, you know, you've kind of, I think, done a good job, and I think it's important to you to, you know, remain that same humble kid that you were. But does it become more increasingly difficult with so much that's thrown at you? And you can't always be the good guy. You can't say yes to everything.
I appreciate that, first of all. That means a lot. It always means more to me when people talk about, you know, me as a person as opposed to my football accolades, because those will come and go. I think it is extremely important for me, like you said, to stay who I am and who I've always been. And I could see how people would think that it gets harder and harder. But if you look at the other side, there's also, it pushes me closer and closer to my circle of friends and family. Because there's so many outside things and there's so many people asking me to do so many things, I always go back to the people that know me best, and I always go back to the people I trust, and that's my family and that's my close friends. And so while everything is great and I really enjoy doing all the cool things that comes with it and there's some very neat opportunities, at the end of the day, the people that I trust and the people that I love are my family and friends, and they'll never let me change, and I'll never change because that's just who I am. I'm still, at the end of the day, no matter what people say, I'm still that small town kid from Wisconsin. And that's what got me here, and that's what's going to continue to be who I am and my driving force.
Well, you always say that you know that there's a very small window here for your career, for football, to do the things you're doing. And you know, you tend to put all things aside and focus on what you have to do for your job. Are you enjoying the moment? I mean, even though you've got to put a lot into it, are you enjoying the ride?
I am. And that's something that I've had to learn how to do along the way. One of my buddies back home, him and I have very similar mindsets. And so we talk all the time about things like this. And a great quote, I'm going to mess it up a little bit, but it's, what's the point in working so hard to get to the top if you don't stop and enjoy the view from up there? And that really hits home, because as I'm climbing, you know, I don't know where the top is, but as I keep climbing up that mountain and trying to be better and better, every now and then I have to remind myself, you know, take a look around. This is pretty cool. This is stuff that not many people in the whole world get to do and see. And so I really am working hard to make sure that I enjoy it all and make sure that I try and take it all in, because, like you said, someday it'll be gone.
All right, you talk about where that top is. You don't quite know what's there, what's in store for you. Is there anything that you want to do, you want to accomplish?
There's a whole lot of things I want to accomplish. I can't give you any specifics because that's not really what I'm into. But the best part about it is, you know, that kind of mountain that I talk about, is the top keeps getting higher and higher. You know, every time I think I reach the top, or every time I start to see the top, I make a higher top and I try and set higher goals. Because no matter what, it's all about goal setting and achieving those goals and then setting new goals. So every little goal that I check off, there's always more goals that I create along the way.
This weekend against the Cincinnati Bengals, back at home here, before we get to the game, it's also salute to service. Mm-hmm. You know, obviously something very important to you in so many ways. Just talk a little bit, you know, more what this game means to you, because it is in your stadium.
Yeah, I mean, I love these games. It's so much fun to go out there and to wear the camo and to be able to stand up and say thank you to our service members. I mean, the men and women of our military make everything possible for us. You know, they go out there and they lay their lives on the line for our freedom, and that makes it possible for me to go out there and play a game. And I know the thing about it is, I realize that football players, we kind of get sensationalized and we get a lot of media attention and we get a lot of people covering us and a lot of headlines. The men and women of our military don't get the same headlines, they don't get the same recognition, and I feel like we can use our fame and we can use our status to help put a shining light on them and to show the world, you know, and show our country, hey, let's say thank you to these people, because they're the true heroes. They're the ones we should be looking up to.
And the Bengals themselves, looking at this offense, you've had a chance to look at a little film now. You've had some great moments against the Bengals in your past, but looking at Andy Dalton, looking at these guys, what's going to be the biggest challenges for your defense?
You know, they're a good football team. They played very well against the Saints. They have a lot of weapons. Obviously, A.J. Green is just coming back. He can do a lot of great things, and Andy Dalton's a good quarterback, so it's going to be a great challenge. And yeah, we've had some good memories in this building against the Bengals, so hopefully we can create some new ones.
Well, you know, there's so much we could talk to JJ about. We could go put him in the next segment as well, but I think we'll call it a wrap there, because you heard JJ talking about salute to service this weekend, how important the troops are to him, and that's something that we definitely need to carve out some time and talk about here.
Yeah, there's no doubt, Patty. You know, a lot of guys on the team feel that way about people in the military and the great job they do serving our nation. And along those lines, last week the Texans were part of a big presentation, Operation Finally Home. Take a look.
Lance Corporal Ciontre Shelton and his wife Kendall moved into their brand new mortgage-free house on Tuesday, courtesy of Operation Finally Home. Last December, Shelton was surprised at halftime of a Texans game, and in the spring, ground was broken. He got to move in on Veterans Day, and there was a reception that included Texans punter Shane Leckler.
What's it mean to have all these people here supporting you, happy for you, proud of you, all that stuff?
It means a lot. I mean, it shows that my service didn't go unheard of, pretty much. I'm really blessed to have everyone here. I'm grateful. Lost words.
What's the first thing you're going to do in the new house?
Think of what I'm going to do with the rest of my stuff. I mean, I'm not even really sure.
I mean, this is so minor, but, you know, it's still going to be a big deal for him and his family. And but, you know, as far as us, the general public, it's a minor way to say thank you for what they've done for us. But, you know, it seems like, you know, he's a good kid, and he's got a bright future, certainly got some humor to him. So this would be a good for him.
I know a lot of you just saw Drew Doherty and thought, well, where's Dear Drew? Well, you know, it's coming up. We haven't forgotten. We had to do the Operation Finally Home at Salute to Service Week. Got a lot to get to here on The Huddle.
Drew goes from serious to his typical Drew. But
not so serious.
We will get to that in the next segment. And stay with us, because before we get to Drew, we'll find out what's in Jarrell Poe's locker. Stay with us.